you know, this has been a really interesting week. There's a saying, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Well, in a way, I buy into that one this week. This has been a rock and roll roller coaster ride this week. The show got hit rather severely, not rather, very, very severely early in the week. And we had to use a backup system to broadcast. And then, in fact, I think that was on Monday. We, throughout the week, have been hit, and not as severely. And some folks last night were able to watch the video, and some people were not. Not anything we can do about that. We're sending the video out. So those problems were happening over at Justin TV, but that our stream over there gets hit sometimes. And so it's just really been interesting. Today I got a new piece of equipment that I wanted to test out, and it's a wireless headset. And so I plugged it in, and make a long story short, I ended up having to reinstall all the audio drivers for the computer that's doing the TV show. And so it's just been it's been a roller coaster ride this week. But it's also been a bit of a roller coaster ride with people's comments about certain things. A couple of comments about certain things. Now, one of them I was really surprised from someone who listens to the show, likes the show, and just said, man, I'm getting so jaded that with this genre that I just don't buy anything in this genre anymore. And, you know, I said, well, if it's making you miserable, what you need to do is listen to mainstream media or music. I mean, don't make yourself miserable. And he had a good point, and I mean, it's a valid point. I don't think it's a valid point for getting jaded, but it's a valid point, and it is that, you know, there's so much BS in this genre. Well, that's true, but if you go to mainstream media, you're going to get entertainment news, and that's 99% BS. You're going to get political news, that's 100% BS. It's the culture you live in. You got to understand that. The culture that we have created for ourselves no longer thinks that there are absolutes, and therefore there can never be the truth about anything. And yet then we get comments like we got from a woman in Copenhagen. And she said that relative to me having Robert McDonald on the air, she was all upset. You know, I can't believe you would have this fraud, this liar, this blah, 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 blah. You said in our email exchange earlier that you would not have him back on the show, which is not true. What I said was he could not be back on the show until he explained the accusations that she was making about him, that I needed to hear an explanation about that before I would put him back on the show. And I even posted that in our forums, and so that's no big secret. And he did explain his side of the issues, and I brought him back on the air, and he explained them on the air. That was months ago. And, I understand she thinks he's a liar and a fraud. That's her accusation against him. I'm not into that. Look, this is what I was getting at. I'm going to give you a real good example of this stuff, though, and show you how foolish all this nonsense is. Now, if there's anybody that should be jaded about this, it's me, because of this crap that I get from people who have lost their ability to think. And they want freedom of speech, and they want the truth and all of that. But that only means freedom of speech for them. And someone who has a different view of things should be kept off the air. Well, pardon me, but that's not freedom of speech. And it is very, very often how things are done in this genre. Because the shows in this genre almost entirely are copies of the shows in the political genre. And that is, they have an agenda. They are agenda-driven. The host has an agenda. He's going to make a point. And anybody that disagrees with that doesn't get on the air. Or if they get on the air, he rips them from top to bottom. And, you know, and it's that's nonsense, folks. I mean, that's the kind of crap that's killing the country and or has killed it. Freedom means you can have a different view than I have. And you can express it, and it's okay for you to express it. That's freedom. And it doesn't mean that because you're on my show and you're expressing a view that I agree with your view. Most of the time, folks, you're never even going to know whether I agree or disagree. Once in a while, it becomes so egregious that I just say, no, that's not what that says. Or that's not what that is. And but that's very, very rare. I hardly ever step in and state my views personally about what a guest is saying. Now, I state my views openly and clearly when it's a show where there is no guest like tonight. And I'm openly and clearly stating my views right at this point. Okay? This whole idea, you know, I mean, look, I've had guests on this show that I found out things about that were extremely disturbing, and I posted it in the forums. I didn't hide it, and I said, this person cannot come back on the show until we get an explanation about this, until we hear from this person what their story is on this. They can't come back on the show because these are pretty serious accusations, and it has to do with them being fraudulent in their information. Now, let's say we have someone that's on the show who in their own private life is a huge gambler and goes to whorehouses all the time. You know what? I don't care. That has nothing to do with the information. But there are people, if that were the case, I don't know of anybody like that, but that has been on the show anyway. But let's say that we had somebody like that. There are people who will write to me and demand that I take this evil person off the air. Well, I'm going to give you some examples of why that's stupid. I'm not even going to be kind about it. That's just stupid. All right, and if that's how you think, you need to just freaking grow up. But anyway, I'm going to give you some examples. You know, I used to be in law enforcement. In law enforcement, from time to time, you will have a prostitute who comes to the police station or to the sheriff's office and reports having been raped. Now, the popular thing about that, or the popular kind of mindset, is a prostitute getting raped? Such a thing couldn't happen. It's not rape because she's a prostitute. Well, I guess you could call it theft then, huh? I mean, sex without permission from both parties is a crime. And just because this is a woman who gives permission for pay, that doesn't mean that you can just go have sex for free. Now, what she's doing when she's charging for it in most states is illegal. Do you know prostitution is not illegal in the United States? It's not. All those prostitution laws are a state-by-state basis. There's not a federal law against it. But anyway, the point is, just because she breaks the law and charges for sex on a frequent basis as a prostitute does not mean that she's lying when she says she was raped. And it has to be investigated. and it has to be prosecuted if the investigation proves that up. But accusations against someone that, this guy is a fraud or this guy is a liar or whatever, you can take that and just paint a very broad picture across a whole genre if you want to. Now, I'm going to show you why I say that. What do you think about paranormal investigators, ghost hunters? I think it's pretty interesting. Some of them do a good job and come up with some good stuff. Some of them, not so much. But I want to show you pictures of three men. Now, these three men that you see on your screen are fake ghost hunters. Over in North Carolina, Caldwell County, North Carolina, on August the 8th, I believe it's the guy in the middle called 911 from his cell phone. And he was lost in the woods. And he said that he was out there with his friends and they were ghost hunting. And he got separated from them. And they had left and gone home. And he was lost. He didn't know how to get out of the woods. Using his cell phone signal, they tracked him down, rescued him out of the woods, and as they were questioning him, realized things were not quite what he was purporting. Upon further questioning, he finally said, well, nah, the real deal is we came out here to cook meth. Because we didn't want to cook it in the apartment. We were afraid to do that. And this particular cook of meth failed, and there was a big argument amongst the three about why it failed, and they all split up and went in different directions, and he got lost. So now they all got arrested. Now, he purported that he was a ghost hunter. That's what he told the police. And that's what went into their report, that's what he said. Now, it's turned out that they were cooking meth. Are the police frauds because they heard what he said and reported it? Are they? They listened to what he said, which they should have done. And they wrote it down, which they should have done. It turns out what he said was not true. Does that make the police who have reported this, does that make them liars and make them fraudulent? Well, no, it doesn't. They told the truth about what was reported to them. Now, these three guys claim that they were ghost hunters at first. It turns out they were actually out there illegally cooking meth, or trying to. It didn't work, but they tried. And they ended up getting arrested because in their apartment they had the chemicals necessary to do it. And those chemicals in North Carolina are, possession of those chemicals, it's illegal. Those chemicals are illegal to possess. And so they got arrested. Should we now say, well, you see that whole thing about ghost hunters and paranormal stuff, everybody in it is just cooking meth. No. And you laugh when I mention it. You laugh when I say it. That's exactly the kind of mindset people have when they say everything in the genre is BS. That's exactly what they're doing. And whenever I mentioned about the police, should we say they are liars and frauds because they reported what this guy told them? You laughed at that. And yet that's exactly what people do when they write to me or some other host and they say, well, I can't believe you'd have this guy. He said this, he said that, he said this other thing. Blah, 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 blah. And he's a fraud, and he's, without any actual proof, without any actual evidence of it, I mean, just their statement. Now, you know, even if a person lies about for instance, if a prostitute comes in and says she's been raped and she lies to the police about what her occupation is, does that mean that she didn't get raped? See, you gotta think. If you're going to be free people, folks, you got to think. I mean, you actually have to use these gray cells for something other than just taking up space between your ears. You got to think. And, you know, there's not, I will say, there's not a hell of a lot of that goes on in this genre or any other genre. There's not a hell of a lot of critical thinking that goes on in our culture at any level, anytime, anywhere. And that's why you're not free much anymore. Now, what if I had the opportunity to have former President Clinton on air with us, where we could ask him what he found out about Roswell? Would you think I ought to have him? Do you not know that this guy lied in court under oath? Got in trouble, lost his law license and or something, some kind of sanctions from the American Bar Association, I think. Do you not know that? Well, does that mean that he would be lying about everything? Well, maybe, but maybe not. I mean, he is a politician. But just because of one thing in his life, one incident in his life, doesn't mean that everything else is a lie. So, hopefully, now I'm going to share some other stuff with you, but hopefully, right here at the start of this, I hope I have set some people straight about how free people think. And, you know, there are people, good friends of mine, who absolutely think that it's nuts to think that there's life anywhere else except Earth. They're good friends. I disagree with that, as you know. Strongly disagree with that. I have family who think that. Strongly disagree with me, and I strongly disagree with them on that point. But they have a right to think that way. And I have a right to think how I think. And we all have a right to express what we think. That, friends, is called freedom. We are going to be taking a look at some pretty interesting things here. Let me just wrap up a little bit on what I was referring to earlier. You know, Robert McDonald was reporting to us what was in the Dutch news, and then what additional information he and his group had found out. And I verified that what he said was in Dutch news was in Dutch news. Online, you have to go to those pages and hit the translate button and get it translated into English. If you read English, I don't read Dutch, so I don't understand it, so I had to translate it. But it, in fact, is there. There's nothing fraudulent, no lies. He just gave it to us real straight and said, I don't know what to think about all of this, but it's really weird stuff that's going on about 4 miles from his house, and it is being reported in the Dutch news. And so that's that. And, you know, people who want me to be God's watchdog for the truth here, look, folks, I ain't the Pope, all right? I like to get reports. I listen to what the guests have to say, and I ask questions. And by the way, I open the phone lines for you to ask questions, and when you don't later send me an email telling me I should have asked this or I should have asked that or you shouldn't have had this guy on. You had your shot. You could have asked questions. And when you don't have the guts to ask your questions, don't expect me to voice them for you. Okay? That's why God gave you a voice and fingers to dial that phone. All right? And it's called again, freedom. okay? Try that out sometime. It's a pretty good deal. All right. I want to share with you now a video. And I think this is, I think this is it. Okay. We have had on this show Jose Escamilla a number of times. I know him personally, and he is a friend. And Jose has always been a friend of this show as well as being my friend. He was a friend of this show before I ever met him. And he was a guest on this show long before I ever met him. But I am glad to say that I had the chance to meet him. And we became friends. And I think he's just one of the greatest filmmakers in our genre. Jose Escamilla is the person who is responsible for us knowing about rods. He discovered them while trying to film a UFO. And his camera caught these rods flying across the sky. Usually these rods fly so fast you can't see them with the naked eye, but sometimes they do slow down, slow enough that you can see them. And they range anywhere from like 3 inches long to many feet long to a mile long. Yeah, really. And so he released a film about it. He released I guess you'd call it a documentary about rods. And it's a fantastic work. It was done back in the late 90s. It was, of course, the cameras are much, much better now. But even then, he was getting phenomenal shots of, I guess it's a life form. I think it is. I think it's something that's living. But it's they fly through the air with the greatest of ease. And they actually don't have wings. They have these undulating appendages on the side, and they almost look like a spiral as they go through the air. And so then all of a sudden, the watchdogs of God descended on him in several forums and started saying he was a fraud and he was hoaxing all of this and it was all BS and all that. And if you think that the majority of people in the UFO paranormal genre are open-minded, just go to those forums and watch the sheeple line up. And they did everything they could to destroy him, and they really, really did hurt him financially quite severely. People in this genre, the watchdogs of God. Well, since then, lots of people around the world, not just Jose Escamilla, have filmed rods. Now, the last time I had him on, we talked about rods. The last time we did that and we showed some video, I got email and posts on my Facebook where people were saying, oh, well, take a look at this. This shows that rods are all hoaxes. And it's a video. And it's some jerkwad that did a video showing insects, and he used a slow camera, you know, a slow aperture camera. And it leaves streaks, you know, as the insect flies around in front of the lens. They don't look like rods. And Jose was not using cheap, slow cameras. He was using high-end cameras, the best available at that time. Okay? But since then, cameras have improved, and the general public now has in their hands cameras with much higher speed and higher definition, and they are getting pictures, videos of rods. Television crews with super high speed filming sporting events are getting super high speed shots of these rods, because then they can replay when they play something in, or they film it in super high speed, they can play it back in super slow motion. And it's not blurry, it's high definition because it was shot at super high speed. And they are filming rods at sporting events. Well, now the camera that is going to be that you're going to be seeing here in just a minute is not one of these super high-speed cameras, but it is a camera not being run by a person standing there. It is a camera that's monitoring a volcano. It is the Sakurajima volcano in Tokyo, in Japan. So Sakurajima volcano in Japan. And this camera got a shot of a rod that is very, very long. It does appear that it is fairly close to the lens, but not right up on the lens. It's hard to tell because it's black and white. We don't have as much depth in the picture as we would have if it's color. But there is a rod, and that is not Jose Escamilla, and that is not a hoax. It is just out there watching the volcano, and a rod flies in front of it and gets caught on camera. Some people have called these things skyfish because they say it's more like they're swimming through the air than it is like they're flying. In a way, that makes sense because, you know, air and water are basically it's what it is. It's the same thing. It's just different density. Water is very, very dense air, or air is very, very, very non-dense, loose water. It is H2O and other gases. Well, water is H2O and other chemicals. So the atmosphere, in a way, here on Earth, the atmosphere is like very non-dense water. But this is an impressive shot, in my opinion, because of a couple of things. There's no human out there to hoax this. This is what came in on their webcam from monitoring that volcano. And there you have it, a rod, and a big one, by the way. So for all those folks out there who were the watchdogs of God and did everything you could to destroy Jose Escamilla, I hope your kingdom just falls apart and you enjoy what you did to him. I hope you enjoy the same results now, because we now see you are the braggarts, the boasters, and the frauds. He told the truth. And so I hope your kingdom falls like you tried to make his fall. I really do. You know, I'm not as generous as some people. I believe that, whatever you do comes around, but it comes around with momentum. And it'll either lift you higher or run you down, depending on whether what you do is for good or evil. And I have to admit, there's just that little bit of an evil streak in me that really wants to see it just run your ass over for what you did to a good man. Now, he's recovered from it and is recovering from it, and he's going to do fine. But the egg is now on your face. So all you that went in those forums and you posted all that crap and you tried to destroy this man, and you called him a hoaxer and you called him a fraud and all that stuff, the joke's on you now, and the yoke's on you, because we now see you are the one lacking the gray cells and the integrity. You didn't know what you were talking about. You just decided to go for somebody's throat. And all the supposed experts that did that, you didn't know what you were talking about either, or you were being paid to say what you said. And so, you know, I hope it whacks your ass like you tried to whack his. But the fact is, we have things out there in our atmosphere flying around that we didn't know existed until we had high-tech cameras that could catch them, because your eye can't see them most of the time. They're way too fast for your eye to see. And so now we've got this stuff, and we can see that there are things there. And we ought to learn from this. We ought to learn that there is a great deal of reality, most of reality. You do not have the faculties. I do not have the faculties. We're not built with the faculties to see and to know those realities. But that doesn't mean they're not there. Most of reality is beyond our ability to sense it. But it's there. There are so many things, folks, that people have shared with us over the years that have been labeled as, you know, these people have been labeled as nuts or frauds or, you know, and some of them are. Not all ghost hunters are real, as we saw in that example that I put up on the screen. Not all of them are real, but not all of them are frauds either. And, you know, this genre, this UFO paranormal genre, is a bunch of cannibals. We eat our own. And there are just so many people that have shared things with us that have just been chewed up and spit out, when in fact, what they told us was true. And so the point of what I'm doing here tonight is to show you why this show does what we do the way we do it. We have people come on the show and tell their story, and it may be true, it may be a lie, or they may be delusional. Those are the three possibilities. It may be true, it may be a lie, or it may be that this person is delusional. I do try to weed out the delusionals. And if I know for sure that what they're saying is a lie, they don't get on the show. But there's a lot of this stuff that's beyond our own abilities to sense, unless something extraordinary happens to us. Like we get picked up by extraterrestrials and they travel us through time. That's way beyond anything I've experienced. It's way beyond anything 99.9% of the audience has experienced. And so we don't have any capability even. We're not even capable of sensing what all that is about. We have to sort of, with our minds, sort of create a space where we go, well, I don't know, you know. But then you have the opportunity to ask questions on this show. You can call in. You can ask questions. You can drill this person. You see, there's not anything you should believe. Nothing. Not in the UFO paranormal field. There's nothing you should believe. That doesn't mean you should disbelieve all of it. It means you don't believe it, you don't disbelieve it. Test it. Question it. And until you know one way or the other, whether it's real or not real, test it, question it, drill into it, think about it, and then come out with you know or you don't know. The only way to get jaded is to believe and get burned, believe and get burned, believe and get burned, and then you go, I'm jaded. You've been too busy doing that nonsense believing. Just ask questions. And I mean, there's not any power in the universe that says you have to decide and you have to believe one thing or another about UFOs, extraterrestrials, paranormal phenomena. Nothing says that you have to believe. But we live in a culture that absolutely is addicted to that nonsense. You know, gasoline is wonderful stuff. Petrol, wonderful stuff. Not a very good dinner drink, though. And when you use it as a dinner drink, it's deadly. Belief is good stuff for religion. Doesn't make a very good dinner drink, though. When you try to use something in a way that it's not intended, you get bad results every time. So none of this stuff asks you to believe any of it. It asks you to think and examine and question. That's all. And some of it we can walk away saying, I know this or that. And some of it we have to walk away saying, well, I don't know. And you know, you got to get comfortable with that. I mean, that's part of, in order to think free, in order to live free, you got to be a grown-up. And part of growing up is learning to be comfortable with saying, I just don't know. It's okay. If I don't know, I don't know. What is 4,226,227 times 4,218,266? I don't know. And you don't either. Are you cool with it? I am. I don't know. I could figure it out. I do have a computer. But I don't know. I'm cool with not knowing that. And you just have to get where you're cool with not knowing some things, but where your mind is switched on and where you're asking questions in hopes of knowing. That's how this works. You approach this weird stuff any other way, it will eat you alive. And, you know, what happens in this genre is we've got all these people that claim they know this and claim they know that, and that guy is wrong and I am right, and they eat each other. All right, on the moon, somebody is there. Now, this both of the videos tonight are off of YouTube, but this was taken off of Google Moon, and right at the edge of a crater, there is a building of some kind, a structure. According to the guy that made this video, it's approximately, I think it says 350 feet long, about 80 feet high, and about 80 feet tall. So, yeah, 350 feet left to right and about 80 feet top to bottom. All right, so on this show, you know, I've done a number of shows where I've talked about there is somebody on the moon. Now, an asteroid didn't build that building. An asteroid or a comet or a meteor hitting that moon didn't build that structure. So that means somebody did. Now, here we can sort of get into the know and don't know. All right? Who built it? I don't know. But it was either us, humans, or it was aliens. Somebody built it. It's there. And so somebody had intelligent had to be there to build it. So when I talk about that, there's somebody on our moon, these are the things I'm pointing to. And I hear idiots say, well, you say there's somebody on the moon, prove it. Well, I think NASA just did. I mean, they're the ones that shot that picture. So I think NASA just proved it. Don't you? I mean, what is there to prove here? Geology didn't build it. So it was either humans or aliens. That means somebody is on the moon. Or at least they have been. Someone intelligent is on the moon, or at least has been. Now, I would say they are on the moon because backyard astronomers with good telescopes are videotaping UFOs flying all over the moon all the time. Come up from one region of the moon, fly across, change directions, move around, and then land. They get that on video all the time. I'd say somebody's there, wouldn't you? But it is okay then to say, I don't know who, isn't it? And yet I see people who say, well, it's the Dracos, it's the reptilians, or it's the Galactic Federation of Light watching over us as we sleep at night. And the point is, you don't freaking know. They don't know. And I do realize that this show and the way we do things is an acquired taste because it's intellectually honest. And that is rare in any kind of broadcasting on this planet today. This is intellectually honest. We just look at it and we ask questions. And when we come to an I don't know, we say, I don't know. It's an acquired taste. What you're used to is some host with an agenda browbeating you into accepting his point of view on something. You're used to that in your political broadcasting. You're used to it in entertainment broadcasting. You're used to it in alternative broadcasting. And I think it's a shame. I really do. But you're free here. All right, let's go to the telephone and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Doc in Arkansas.
Hello, Doc.
Well, I was going to call and mention to you about that first picture you showed about the earthquake, the volcano.
Okay, it's not an earthquake. It is just a volcano. With a rock.
It looks like a stingray.
Well, similar, because of the undulating fins or whatever.
The undulating, you know, looks like little wings almost like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. These have been, there are videos of these things diving into water as well. So they fly in the air and they dive into the water. And if you look over to the left in this video shot, there is water over there. It may be headed over there to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or maybe it just needed a little heat.
Could be.
Well, I was just wondering that and everything, and I'll just, you know, tell you the show's looking good tonight, and I like the information there about those. So I just wanted to give you my opinion on what that looked like to me, those little stingray.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of speculation, Doc, on this show and all across the internet. There's been speculation about, you know, are these living creatures or are these some kind of alien probes? Or I think they're living creatures, actually. That's my opinion. I have nothing to base it on other than they just look alive to me. So, all right, man, thanks for the call.
You have yourself a blessed night.
Thank you. All right, 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. You know, the whole thing with the show tonight, I mean, I've shown you some pretty cool video, but the whole thing about this show is, let's think about this. Let's question it. There's nothing to believe here. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I don't know if you read my response on your Facebook page or not.
No, but after I responded, I moved on.
Yeah. I just said, you know, my opinion of the I'm not defending either you or any of your guests. I'm just saying, in my mind, the Kevin Smith Show is about thinking outside the box. If you refuse to listen to somebody, you're closing yourself off to that information. You may not find the truth you're looking for, but you will, if you don't close yourself off to information, you will at least become familiar with your opinions on things. If you refuse to do that, you don't have any reason to think.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I just don't understand how people say, well, we don't want to hear what that guy's got to say. I don't understand. That's one of the, that is the earmark of being a dumbass. I just don't know why somebody would put up a sign and says, hey, I'm a dumbass. You want to hear what people have to say. I ran into this. You'll remember this. This happened back in, 2008, 2009. I had Dan Burish on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I had a flood of people absolutely furious and never going to listen to the show again because I had Dan Burish on the show. You know what? I said then, well, I care, but, you know, I said then and I say now, freaking grow up. You know, you don't have to think this guy is telling all the truth. You don't have to think that this guy is for real. But at least listen to what he's got to say, and then the things that you doubt, question him. And I'll tell you what happened. And I can't remember the name now, but there was a guy that owned Alien Seeker News website, which used to be around. It's not around anymore.
Yeah, I remember him. Don something.
Yeah, Alice. Don Alice. And he called in and questioned Burish's credentials. Burish said, if you send me a request by mail, we will send you all the information about the credentials and copies of it and so forth. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Don Alice did that and Dan Burish did not send him the stuff. Okay. But this is how you ferret out what's real and what isn't. The guy said on the air, anybody that wants to send that request to me, send it. We'll provide the credentials. Well, now we know. Okay? We know now because one of our listeners questioned him. That was the answer. And the listener did exactly that and got no response back. Okay? So,
that's right.
So now we know. And so we don't have to wonder, is it this? Is it that? I mean, now we know. We don't have to take 40,000 other people's word for it out there who are internet gurus. Now we know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the people who refuse to listen and think for themselves are what I would call willfully ignorant.
You're just nicer than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you choose to not listen to somebody, you've just put up a billboard above your head that says, look at me, I'm a dumbass.
We think along very similar lines, Kevin, and I just couch my words a little closer than you do sometimes.
You're a little more politically correct than I am, yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but I say what I think, and I say it how I think it. Well, with some exceptions, there are some times I can't say exactly what I'm thinking because of the FCC and the AM/FM stations, but you know, and I do stay within those rules. But you know, it's I do try to be exactly how I would be if you meet me face to face, and this is it.
Yeah.
I want
you to know you have my support completely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye bye. See, folks, in our genre, it's not that there's the problem, in my view, this is my opinion, the problem is not that we have people out there who say things that turn out to not be correct. You know, they say, I saw a ghost, and it turns out they didn't. That's not the problem, okay? Not the big problem. The big problem is the watchdogs of God. That's the big problem, because they will keep you from listening They'll keep you from hearing what some people say just because they have an issue with that person. All right, we have a flash message from Giulio Spardella in Belgium. Hi, Kevin Jedi. Hi, Giulio. Did anybody ever try remote viewing those rods? If it could be done, just an idea. You know what? That's an idea I hadn't thought of. Giulio, thank you for that. I hadn't even considered. Could you remote view, and maybe remote view, where are they coming from? Where's their nest or their home? Do they live in the water? Or do they live in the air but can be in the water, in which case they're like amphibious, right? So I don't know. I had never even thought of that. I think that is a fabulous idea. And I know we have a number of remote viewers, a lot of remote viewers, that listen to the show. So maybe some of you remote viewers will pick up on that and do something with it, you know. And if you do, I want to hear what results you got. Giulio, thanks for that flash message. Great flash message there. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Tim in Texas.
Hello, Tim.
I want to say hello to you, Kevin, and all the people out there listening to the show tonight.
Okay.
And I wanted to make a comment. I've been in the video surveillance business for over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And I have personally installed over 5,000 video surveillance cameras.
Uh-huh.
And this is referring to the rods.
Okay.
And I have seen literally thousands of rods, thousands and thousands, but they were just insects. I've monitored video surveillance problem areas. I've looked at hundreds of hours of digital and videotape recordings, and I'd like to believe in rods, but at least from my experience, they're just bugs.
Well, I don't want you to believe anything. Belief is lame. You shouldn't believe. However, what about video shot by TV sports cameras that are super high def and super high speed, and they get it frame by frame where you can tell what, when you see a bug, you can tell what kind of bug, and when you see a rod, it looks like a rod?
Yeah, I've been personally using 14 megapixel cameras lately, and I've got some pretty incredibly close up videos. I've got a lot of customers that I've told them to look for rods, actually, and we just kind of went over it. And, I mean, that's just coming from somebody that's been in the business for almost 30 years with over 5,000 camera installs. And interesting, but for me, rods don't exist. But that's it. I'm going to go, Kevin. Good night to everybody.
All right. Thanks for your opinion. And you see, folks, you see, that's how it works. That's called freedom. And he may be exactly right. My problem with it being just bugs is I have seen video from super high speed played at super slow motion, and a bird looks like a bird, and a bug looks like a bug, and a rod looks like a rod. And, you know, now when we talk about super high speed and megapixels, and so we're talking about in the hundreds of megapixels. Okay, we're not talking about what you and I can afford to buy. We're talking about what TV stations, networks are using for sports. Nevertheless, Tim, thank you for the call, and you may be exactly right. I think that rods are distinctively different from bugs because when I see bugs, I see bugs. They look like bugs. And their flight characteristics are even way, way different. But I could be wrong. I'm just talking about what I've observed. All right, 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. You may be saying, well, I cannot afford to call and because that would be long distance, and I cannot afford to call. But you do have the other option, which is you can go on Skype and type in Kevin Smith Show and hit call, and I will. It should work. I will attempt to answer. And as a matter of fact, I know Brent is still listening, and I know Brent tried the other night when we were being blocked. So Brent, just as a test, why don't you call me on Skype? Let's just see if that's going to work. Rods, you know, I think they are a separate life form. And I think they are something that moves too fast for the eye to see. That's another thing that, you know, I've never seen a bug that moves so fast you couldn't see it. But there are a lot of pictures of rods that people didn't see with their eyes, and yet the camera caught it. So this is another thing that adds to why I think they are a separate, different, weird life form. They've also been seen and photographed and videoed in space by NASA. And I'm not aware of bugs that can get out there. And of course, the cameras that are videoing them are out there. And so, you know, there are a lot of reasons why I think it's absolutely a genuine phenomenon. But I can't prove that yet. But I every time I've looked at a video where someone has put it up saying, you see, it looks like rods and it's all just bugs. Every time I've seen that, it looked like bugs. And it was done with slow cameras. And you know, what I'm referring to are high resolution, super fast, super high speed cameras where you can go frame by frame, and it's many, many, many frames per second. And at no point does it look like a bug. It maintains all the features of the rods. But anyway, what do you think about the structure on the moon? Now, this is not really spectacular in terms of, I mean, we've seen other things that are really pretty spectacular buildings and machinery and stuff on the moon. But this is one that's on Google Moon. This picture, of course, these are shot by NASA, and this is one that didn't get airbrushed out. I guess they missed it. And what I said about this is the importance of this is that you can look at this and see, at least I think very clearly, that structure was not created by a comet strike or an asteroid strike or a meteor strike. It's sitting on the edge of a crater, which may be caused by that. But there at the edge of that crater is a large structure, according to this video, approximately 350 feet long and 80 feet tall. Now you may be asking, well, how can he know that? How can he know the size? It is my understanding that on, like, Google Moon, it has a feature where you draw a line from this point to that point, and it uses its own algorithms or whatever, and it measures how long that would be, what distance that would be. And so I'm pretty sure that that's what he did. All right, what we're going to do now is go to Skype. And caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Doc in Arkansas, testing you out, Kevin.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you did, so we know it works.
Working great.
Yeah, and your audio is way better with this than when we bring you in on the telephone.
Well, I'll start calling this way then.
Yeah, well, see, the only thing is if I have a guest, I can't do it this way because I have the guest on Skype. But when I don't have a guest, why not use this, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right, so let me ask you about the thing on the moon, since I've got you back on right now. Let me ask you about that. Does it look like it's geological to you?
Well, to me, it looks like it's a big building. I mean, pretty good-sized building, truthfully.
Well, now, I made this statement. I'm going to give you a shot at me here. I said the only possibilities here are either we built it or aliens did, and either way, that means somebody's on the moon.
Yeah, well, it could be, it had to be somebody intelligent. How's that sound?
Well, there you go. I think so. I don't think Rod's built it.
No.
No.
No, I would truly say it's somebody intelligent. How I would say there's things been going on the moon that we really don't know about, 100% of story. They ain't going to tell us everything. You know, come on. They don't want us to go outside the bubble yet.
Well, we found that out this week, didn't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have. This particular picture is not anywhere near as spectacular as some other stuff that we have seen on the moon. But it's pretty clear. I mean, it's not all fuzzy. It's pretty clear. And, you know, we can see that it's certainly, it looks artificial. It looks like somebody built it. All right, Doc, man, thanks for the call.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All right. All right, folks, how about you? You can give me a call at 623-444-5889. Or you can call me on Skype by simply typing in my Skype name, Kevin Smith Show. It's all lowercase, all one word, Kevin Smith Show. Just type that in. It's all one word, no spaces. And then you can give me a call, and I will be glad to talk with you. One of the great things about what we do here is not... We don't come to you and say, folks, here's the truth. We just don't. What we do is report to you the information and facts as we know them. We bring guests on who give you information. And then you have the opportunity to question them. All right, let's go to Skype. Caller, your first name and where are you calling from?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming again.
Hi, Brent.
Does this work better? I heard you when Doc called. I was fighting Skype.
Okay. Yeah, it actually works much better than telephone.
Yeah, I can understand. I can sit up better and speak better this way anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you what you think. I tell you what, hang on through this break. Can you hang on?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We have online with us Brent from Wyoming giving me a little test call here on Skype because we tried this the other night. You know, Brent, we were getting blocked.
Yeah, I know.
But it's working tonight. That's good. How about your video tonight? Is it working okay?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah,
a little bit, but it worked.
Okay, good deal, because that got hit last night. But hey, you know, that's part of acquiring the taste for the Kevin Smith Show. Is you know, we draw the attention of people that don't want you to know, and they do try to block you from knowing sometimes. All right, this thing on the moon, does it look artificial to you?
Well, let me preface this by saying that I grew up in the mountains, riding horses, skiing, camping. I've seen a lot of things, a lot of rock formations. That does not look natural to me.
Okay.
However, it's up to a photo interpretation, so I honestly don't know, but it does not look natural to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look natural to me. I mean, it doesn't fit with anything else around it.
No.
So...
Sticks out like a sore thumb, as they say.
Yeah, it does. It's as you say, it sticks out like a sore thumb. All right. Well, Brent, thanks for calling in and giving us a test run on Skype.
Hopefully,
the last time. All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. I want to go back to, you know, in between these calls, you just go ahead and call now or send a flash message. And you can call 623-444-5889 or you can hit me on Skype at Kevin Smith Show, all one word. I'll be happy to talk with you by either of those means, okay? So just go ahead hit me and we'll talk. But in between the calls, I want to go back and talk about, you know, this thing with, you know, being God's watchdog. There are people, some of them really well thought of in our genre, that have a big, big following that I never have on the show. And I don't have them on the show because, in my opinion, their information is more often wrong than it is right. But I don't go on the show and say things about them and tear them apart. And the reason I don't is not because I'm such a nice and civil individual. I am. Sometimes. And as you've heard tonight, sometimes I say it just exactly like I'm thinking it. But the reason I don't go and tear them apart is because my opinion of them is that they are wrong more often than right. But I could be wrong. You see, a God's watchdog doesn't consider that they are possibly wrong. They are the bastion of truth. And they are going to save you from these evil frauds. Well, look. If you could be saved from frauds in our current over legislated, over-regulated, thoroughly regulated society. If that could protect you from fraud, that you wouldn't even need fraud laws. There would be no frauds of any kind in any part of your life out there. There's not a way to protect you from frauds. You have to do it by listening and thinking, and then protect yourself from a fraud. Okay? But God's watchdog doesn't even consider they may be wrong. And I'm not God's watchdog, and I could be wrong. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Hello, caller. All the buttons are pushed, but we're not hearing the caller. Okay. Now, 623-444-5889, and I don't know who that was, and I'm sorry, but we could not hear you at all. But you may want to try it again. It could just be a weird thing with your phone connection there. But it's very, very important that you understand that. whenever, if you're listening to a political show and you've got a political host that's acting like God's watchdog, part of the problem is they never consider they could be wrong. And you can be. I don't care who you are. Unless you are God, you can be wrong. So this is why when I run across someone that I think is wrong more often than they're right, or they're inaccurate more often than they are accurate, I just leave them alone, and I don't go after them. I don't expose them and try to keep our ranks clean. Oh, come on. Good Lord. I don't need somebody to protect me, and you don't either. You have a brain. Okay? I don't need a watchdog out there protecting me. I got a brain. I can listen, I can think, and you can too. But if you follow one of these God's watchdogs, you're going to miss a whole lot of stuff that is real, that they have determined is not. And they don't want you to hear it. And it can be something as simple as this. They met the guy somewhere, or the woman, whoever. The host met them somewhere. And for whatever reason, they didn't hit it off. And so that host, now, as God's watchdog, is going to tear them down. That happens. That's sort of the dirty underwear of alternative radio. Not just alternative. It's that way in mainstream broadcasting as well. But that's some of the dirty secrets there. And you got to watch that. Because they are keeping you from finding out things that are real. All right. Now, I got a flash message from Dina in the UK. I jotted it down here during the break. Dina says, what was that? Let's see. What was that song about? This is my last call, or something of that sort. I loved it. Well, that's what it's called. It's called Last Call. That's by Jeff Bird Music. It's the first song that Jeff Bird and I worked on together. He wrote the music, and I wrote the lyrics. But that's what it is, and I'm glad you liked it. It's one of my favorites. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. In talking about the rods, Tim called and said, I think it's just bugs. Maybe he's right. I don't think so, and maybe I'm right. It's yet to be determined, but I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming that they are a real, genuine phenomena. I think they are living. That's my opinion. They don't appear to be harmful to humans, because you got lots of video where they're flying right toward a human. For instance, a skydiver, they fly right towards him and at the last second turn away, and just in a nanosecond just turn and go a different direction. I'm not aware of any photograph or video where they actually impact humans. And now, is it a bug? Now, that's another thing. Maybe it is a bug, but it's not like a dragonfly, or it's not a grasshopper or a locust, or it's not, in my opinion, it's not that. But whatever it is, it could be an insect life form. It may be that. I don't know. But whatever it is, they fly way, way, way too fast for the human eye to see most of the time. And as I said, you know, with bugs in front of a camera, if you get your eyes away from the camera, you can see those bugs with your eyes. Okay? But with these rods, there's many, many, many instances where nobody saw nothing until they looked at their video, and then there they were. It was just way, way too fast for the human eye. So, I mean, I all of that is evidence. It's not just a ho-hum. No, it's evidence. And all those facts are evidence. If they are, if the rods are an insect form, and I mean they maybe they are and maybe they're not, they are an insect form that has been videotaped in space as well. And if it's an insect, it's an insect that can live and fly in the air. It's an insect that can live and fly or swim in the water. And it's an insect that doesn't need oxygen. It can handle being in space. And so I think it's just a fantastic phenomena. I think one of the biggest chunks of evidence for it being real, a real phenomena, is NASA's videos of them in space. There are several videos where they've got them in space. And I think that's very strong evidence that it's not real rods or not bugs. Now, look, there are people who have photographed or have filmed bugs, put them on YouTube, and claimed it was rods. Yeah, I understand that. There are people who have, you know, taken an very out of focus video of a street light, and they move the camera around and they say it's a UFO. Yeah, I understand that too. There's just a lot of hoaxes and a lot of frauds in absolutely every nook, cranny, and crevice of our lives. We are infested with untruth in our culture. But that doesn't mean that there is no truth. There is truth. And there are, you know, real UFOs. There are real paranormal phenomena. There are real, not hoaxed, real I guess it would be paranormal, if you call it that, but like ESP and telekinesis and things like that. Some of that is real. Not all of it. But we're after finding out the real stuff, right?
What's name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ron. I'm from Santa Fe, Texas.
Hello, Ron.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the rod.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that it's possible there's a whole other world that lives in the upper atmosphere, and that we can't see or that we're not aware of. And the reason I say that is that I read a story a few years ago about these two pilots who landed on top of a mesa out there in the southwest middle where he used to live.
Uh-huh.
And they said they hadn't been there a while. They were walking around, and pretty soon this little... You know, classic UFO set down near them, and it looked like something had taken a bite out of it, because there was a hole and there were wires and stuff like that hanging out of it. And then a few minutes after that, a larger one sat down by that little one, and then they both lifted off and took off. And they said it was just like, you know, a mama looking for their baby or something.
Huh. And that happened, that was in where, Arizona?
Well, it's nobody ever really gave a specific location, Kevin. It just said in the southwest somewhere on top of a mesa. Yeah, I think the book was The Gods of Eden. It was a compilation of different stories of high strangeness.
Okay.
I just recall that. But I think it's possible, you know, rods may be part of that. It'd just be a whole other world up there in the atmosphere that we don't know about.
Well, Trevor James Constable, years ago, started catching strange life forms on infrared film flying around in our atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time I heard him and the first time I heard Jose Escamilla was on the old Art Bell show. And I was fascinated. And, you know, I got Trevor James Constable's book. And I can't remember the name of it now, but he had a lot of pictures in there, you know, from his infrared film. And, you know, it's quite obvious. It's not bubbles in the emulsion. It's not water stains on the lens. It's quite obvious you're looking at something that's up there in the air. And, you know, and he encountered a lot of the same kind of nonsense that Jose Escamilla encountered.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
So, well, that was it, Kevin. I just wanted to make that comment. And, I think there's a whole other world up there somewhere in the upper atmosphere. We just can't see it for some reason.
Well, I think you're right. All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Have a good evening.
All right. You know, you can't see most of light. You know that, right? You don't see near as much as your dog sees. You don't smell near as much as your cat smells. Okay? Our senses serve us and serve us well, but they are dull compared to what there is to yet perceive. I was talking about infrared. You know, in infrared, you can see things that your eyes will never, ever see. But if you have a device, an infrared device, that sees and senses infrared, you can look into it and see what it sees. Without that device, you will never see those things. You will never see ultraviolet. And then, you know, there are ranges of light beyond that. X-ray, you will never see it. But it's real. And there are things that exist in those frequencies that you can't see without a device. A camera that's infrared or a camera that's ultraviolet. You can't see those things. That doesn't mean they don't exist. You cannot hear the radio signals that are going through your body right now, but every radio signal on the planet is going through your body right now. You can't pick it up and hear it. You have to have a device that picks it up and translates it into what you can hear. It's called a radio. All right? If you're sitting at a computer, there's frequencies coming off of that screen that you can't hear, you can't see, but devices can measure and can see them. And so I agree. I think there's a great, great, great deal of reality. In fact, most of reality that we don't see. We don't hear it. We can't smell it. We can't taste it, and we can't touch it. And yet, it's absolutely real. There are things too small for you to see. With your naked eye, you have never seen a virus. With a standard microscope, you will not see a virus unless it's the new Pandora virus. All of the viruses are way, way too small for even a standard lab microscope. But it's those little viruses that have the capability of taking you out. Certain ones of them. They can absolutely assassinate you and make you graveyard dead. And yet you can't see them. They are a reality that you can't see. Most of reality is beyond our ability to sense it. And, you know, we live in a very narrow, narrow little band of what is reality. And we're conscious of that. We can sense that narrow little band of reality that we live in. But there's a great deal more reality outside of that. This is one of the reasons that I have such a disdain for God's watchdogs. Because there are people who, for whatever reason, have been given insight and information and sometimes even experience in something outside that little narrow band of reality. And when they want to tell us what's out there beyond that little narrow band, we ought to listen. We ought to listen. Nobody's asking you to believe. Belief is weak. Trying to put belief where you ought to have either knowledge or say, I don't know. You try to put belief in that tank, that's like having a glass of gasoline for your dinner beverage. Just doesn't fit, but it goes great in your automobile. All right, that's going to do it for this evening, and that's going to do it for the week. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.